tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 0314, the 14th episode of the third season, and we have started our party countdown to New Year's Eve. My name is Terry Gile. I'm the white guy of the podcast. Sitting across the table from me is my co-host,
Gatch.
Gatchawaticus.
Gatchawaticus, exactly.
He's the Indian of the podcast.
I am the Indian of the podcast.
And speaking of Indians, you might think of Frank Zappa when he says that, and we hope you do. We got some Frank Zappa playing in the background.
Yes, courtesy of our other podcast, but also Frank Zappa mostly.
The Zappa Tagcast. Go check it out at zappacast.com. Don't get it confused with the other Zappacast, though. Where's that at?
You can find the link on our website.
Scott Parker.
Yes, but Scott Parker, writer of many Zappa books, they just did a 3-hour episode on Roxy and Elsewhere.
Sweet.
Yep.
Is that the one that's animated by Seth MacFarlane?
No.
No.
Oh, my bad. That
was a good guess, though.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, who was that? That was Al. Al's with us again.
Yep.
He's sticking around. And
happy
we got
Friday, everybody.
Another guest in the studio
uh-huh.
in the form of Rock God Flames, from Crimson Guardian. Give it up for Flames, everybody.
Nice.
Good
nice.
To see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Can't hear you. What'd you say?
Good to see you guys.
Was he getting a level on that? No.
Did he just call us gays?
I don't know. What?
Say that one more time.
Good to see you guys, too.
Okay,
yeah,
there
I think
he
it's
is.
Picking
there
it up.
There he is. There he
All
is.
All right, sorry. It's just a little technical difficulties.
We don't normally have
mofos.
We don't usually have two guests once in a while. We did it with Josh and Seth. But
yeah.
We got Flames and Al in the studio today, and we are partying for the next 4 days straight until New Year's Eve. And then we're going to just, like, have a bad hangover on Tuesday, I think. I heard there's a big New Year's Eve party going on down at the Dixie on New Year's Eve.
That's what I hear. Are you going to go down there?
I doubt it. I was down there a couple weeks ago.
Dude, I don't even have plans.
When Griefhammer played, and the flyer doesn't have a date on it, and I didn't know. It just says, rocking in 2013. Like that. And I said, dude, Wilson, there's no date. He's like, well, you'd have to know. It says rocking into. And I said, oh, New Year's Eve? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, it took that much for me to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there pissing, reading the flyer, going, well, there's no date on it. It's in 2013. I know that. But what's the date?
And then you said, Wilson!
Yeah. Dave Wilson, shout out to him in the Willamette Valley local
Hell
music
yeah.
scene.
Was he standing on the other side of a fence?
No.
That would have been awesome, yeah. but he was on the other side of a saw where you could only see his eyes, right?
That is true.
Exactly.
That is true.
Exactly.
Wow.
Total moment.
Speaking of Wilson, do you guys watch Saturday Night Live?
Recently?
Yes.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah, I've been watching it.
Did you watch the one with Jamie Foxx on there?
Not a recent one, I don't think.
Nope, not much.
It was a recent one. The other Saturday, but apparently he was on there as a ding dong.
Wow.
Like on Weekend Update. Yeah, because the Twinkie was getting all the attention.
Yeah.
And he didn't think that was fair.
Because they're white. You know? Twinkies are white and ding dongs are
black. I don't think
that's racist, bro.
He's not the only one with a creamy filling. Yeah. But it's a pretty funny clip. You guys should look that up on.
Who sent these cookies in?
Adrian Bacon from the Bottle Boys, the podcast we were talking about.
Before we went on the air, we told you about the drinking podcast.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These cookies are the bee's knees.
So the bee's knees.
Adrian, we've saved these jam jams that you sent us months ago. We saved them as a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
We opened them on Monday early. Now Al's eating them and enjoying them immensely.
Yeah, jam jams. Thank you, Adrian Bacon. Your gift is still bringing joy.
Mm, send some bacon next time. Some Canadian bacon,
well,
yo.
He's going to send us some bacon chips.
They have bacon potato chips up there.
And some crazy crush flavors.
What do they call those little discs of ham in Canada? Do they just call that bacon?
Are they just like the Canadian bacon?
This is bacon. Yeah, and then, like, our bacon's like American bacon.
Exactly.
They just call it.
Like, yeah, you mean that sliced long shit with the fat in it? Yeah, American bacon.
Fucking lazy bastards.
Can't even process it and cut it into circles.
They don't call it Canadian bacon.
You know what we do with the
outsides
of those circles? We press it and we give it to the fucking poor. Fucking Americans. Wasting shit.
Goddamn Nickelbacks.
Lazy.
You know, spam is the shoulder meat.
Ooh, spam is fucking tits.
It's good for Hawaiian
spam
people.
Spam tits.
I love spam, brother.
So if you have
Would you be down with tits that like felt like spam?
I was wondering if you're in America and you order a pizza and you order an American pizza, like a Hawaiian style pizza here, what would be on an American pizza? Like cheeseburgers and shit? Or like
probably a beef.
Or maybe the Canadian
like
bacon.
Barbecue.
Maybe the Canadian bacon pizzas in Hawaii are actually spam. Because they eat a lot of spam.
Are those pizzas in Hawaii just called, like, a pizza?
Yeah,
I want a pizza. I want a pie. Okay.
In every McDonald's.
No, I want
it.
You want that Hawaiian?
No, of course. Where am I?
You can get Hawaiian pizza in every McDonald's over there.
You want that American?
No, you can get spam.
Oh, yeah.
In McDonald's.
Well, you can get, like, there's, like, shrimp burgers in Japan, right? Did you ever go to McDonald's over in Japan, Al?
I did.
All right, what they have in there?
Sushi. I don't know.
Big Macs.
I had been drinking gin that night, but I remember
they had gin in the McDonald's.
No.
Well, they should.
But we had like ordered like a couple cheeseburgers and like a milkshake or something. But it was like $35. It was outrageous.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's expensive in Japan.
Hmm.
You know, yeah.
You know, thank you to all of our listeners who used our thing to shop on Amazon.
Yeah, we got a few kickbacks from you guys going in and ordering stuff on the Tagcast
We got
site.
Like $7.
Oh, awesome.
I know, that is awesome, huh?
That's enough for one episode.
That's about 80 cents an order, and we appreciate every little bit that helps.
Yeah, and just keep on doing it. If you're buying presents or getting goodies for yourself, just go to tagcastpodcast.com and then click on the Amazon link and just do your shopping as normal, and you get all that good stuff.
But don't shop before... Think about shopping because it's like food, you know, you don't want to like.
You can get food on Amazon,
you can get
too.
Food on Amazon, you can subscribe to food.
Well, then don't eat all day. Don't buy anything. And then
I wonder if you can buy Jam Jams.
You probably could get some Jam Jams on there.
Jam Jams.
There's sites that just sell
it tastes
Canadian
like Big Newtons, yo.
Oh, yeah?
Now you got me wanting to try one.
Dude, you totally need to try one.
I tried
I'm
one before, but it didn't remind me of a Fig Newton.
I'm pissed off that it ends right here, dude.
We can
eat
them all.
Fucking three stacks of that shit. Oh, Gatch is going for it.
He's going for it.
Put it in your mouth, Gatch. Oh, there goes Sari. How about you, Flamage?
No.
Come on.
Those are good.
They're Canadian.
You want to put it in your mouth?
Flames.
Dude, those remind me of vanilla wafers.
Don't talk. Just put it in your mouth.
You say that to every girl. You say that to every girl.
Flames. Don't make me put my finger.
Say that to every girl.
They're good.
How many of you people besides Dustin, which is just the two of you, keep up with that Walking Dead that just had the season finale a couple weeks
ago?
Oh,
yeah. It's my favorite show.
Okay. Yeah. Were you disappointed by the anticlimactic mid-season finale? The last episode. It wasn't as cliffhanging as it should have been, don't you think?
No, there's no Sylvester Stallone.
No, but I think it's got a really
good
twist.
It is. I like it. Well, check this out. Some people take that show a little bit too seriously. This guy, not sure. No, just this one person shot his fucking girlfriend because she didn't believe that it's an actual reality that it could happen. So he's so into it that he thinks that the zombie apocalypse could actually happen. And because of the fact that she wouldn't agree with that, he shot her in the back with a .22 caliber rifle.
Wow.
That's fucking nuts.
It's his girlfriend. He loves her.
What, to see if she'd come back from the dead?
Maybe, to see if she'd turn. Oh, this was in Long Island, New York.
But he shot her in the head. She'd never turn.
Yeah,
you can't shoot him in the back with a .22. But he felt very adamant that the military mishap could happen, and it would result in some sort of virus being released that could cause a terrible thing to happen.
And well, because sure. Anything is possible.
He's so been the conversation. Too many fucking movies.
Well, yeah, and The Walking Dead is his favorite show. You can cuss. You can motherfucking cuss all day long. That's what we're here for. But yeah, the conversation turned ugly, and then she came back after a text message, and when she came back to the house, he shot her.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So he's charged with attempted murder, of course, and he said that he's just being an asshole.
I beat the new Black Ops 2 game in like 6 hours.
Nice.
We just talked about a dude who won a world record for playing Black Ops 2 for 122 hours straight.
Multiplayer?
No,
it was online.
Yeah, he went to an actual online retailer to where they had people there, and they had a doctor there that checked him every few hours, and he got scheduled breaks and everything. But I think he got, can't remember, it was
he got 20 hours of breaks. It was 120 hours.
Yeah. 3 or 4 hours a day where you could take like a 10-minute break or a 15-minute break every 5 hours or something like that.
Dude, these Jam Jams are like weed. The first time, I didn't really get high off of them. But the second time...
You're looking good.
I know. I'm really getting high off of these Jam Jams.
Hey, Adrian.
I'm pissed you're fucking with them now, man.
If you could send us send us some more cookies, please, dude. Yeah. We'll just COD it.
You guys used to watch Looney Tunes? You prefer Looney Tunes or today's cartoons?
Oh, have you watched the new Looney Tunes?
I know, but do you prefer the old Looney Tunes or today's traditional cartoon?
No, today's Looney Tunes.
The old school cartoon.
They're the best.
No. Well, wait a minute. There's a crazy argument in there because, like, are we comparing, like, us waking up to Saturday morning and watching cartoons all morning because we didn't have
That's
a channel
part of it.
That we could watch it anytime
all
we
day.
Wanted to?
Cartoon Network.
You know? Or are you saying, because I don't know, like, I watch the old Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have been watching, you know, I'm a cartoon guy. I've been also watching the new Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck are roommates. And it's like
Bert and Ernie style? Or like Elmo and
like
the
Odd
other
Couple.
Guy stars?
No. Totally like the Odd Couple.
Yeah, like Felix
totally
and
like
Oscar.
Totally like the Odd Couple, man. But it's so funny. I mean, there are so many things in
there.
Because
it's modernized?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what they could do? They have like crazy episodes and like... You know, all the other characters are in it. You know, it's just really funny, dude.
I bet Mel Blanc's son does the vocals or the
Did
voices.
You know Mel Blanc was the voice of over 15 characters?
Oh, yeah.
1,500.
What?
That's over 15. It was 1,500.
Yeah, 15.
100.
He does over 15.
100. 1,500 voices, yes. That's how many
that's
he could do.
That's
Not
nuts.
Only was he like... Woody Woodpecker, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Foghorn Leghorn. He was also the doctor off the Jetsons. He was like, how could you name 1,500 characters even?
Yeah, it was.
And you guys, did you hear the story about Mel Blanc? He got in a bad car wreck. He was in a coma for like 2 weeks. And they thought he was going to die. They couldn't get him to respond for weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And finally the doctor said, I'm going to try something different. And instead of saying, Mel, can you hear me? He said, Bugs, can you hear me? And he said, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
And he continued to go through about 10 characters.
Yeah,
this was the first thing that he said,
coma.
And it brought him out of the coma. And they say that Bugs Bunny saved Mel Blanc's life.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Serious shit, dude. Check
that
it
did
out.
Not happen.
Yes, it
did.
There's a podcast that you can actually listen to that goes into detail about all the voices that he does and the whole story of him going into the coma mm-hmm. with actual interviews from his son. It's all legit.
Yeah.
And he lived another 20 years, I think, after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so have
at least.
Then all of a sudden, didn't people start going into their loved ones who are in a coma and start doing something very personal to them?
Well, it's always the personal things that, yeah, I'm not always, but I mean, it's those kind of things that bring you back, though, right?
Just right.
Like your
earthly attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost forgot you were here. What's up, Flames?
Oh, not too
much. Being quiet over there. How's Crimson Guardian going? Heard you guys had a pretty decent show a couple weeks ago at the Black Forest.
We did. It was a really good show. The other bands were
kick ass.
Also very rocking.
Right on.
Had a decent turnout and stuff.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
How's the Black Forest doing? Is the fish still up there?
One of them just died.
It's one of my favorite places to play. It's a small venue, but I enjoy playing there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
It's a cool environment.
And I don't know whether you got blacked out drunk or not, but you, for some reason, can't remember anything about your show in McMinnville a couple weeks ago either. I was going to ask you how it went, but I know that you can't remember, so I'm not even going to go there. But at least you guys got to play that new venue down there. Over there.
You blacked out on a show, son? Yeah. Word.
Wow.
And they're done that, man.
Getting jiggy with it, were you?
So you guys working on new material at all?
Oh, yes.
Are you getting ready to record some new stuff at some point?
I don't
maybe
know.
2013, which is just around the corner?
I talked to Matt for a while last night.
Oh, Felt?
He was down there for a while.
He came to the Black Forest. Sweet.
Yeah.
He's a great supporter of bands that he's affiliated with.
Mm-hmm. And, it was pretty good. Dave was supposed to have him record some stuff at the Dixie, which didn't happen. Then again...
He does good live recording. I actually just revisited a Domesticide that he recorded live at the Sick Fest. Because 2007, Sick Fest 3, they recorded the whole set. And Jared had been bothering me, super fan Jared, for the old Domesticide demos. And then I found that when I was going through my files. And so it was a bonus for him, and he was pretty stoked. But
that was actually from the little Pascam recorder.
Through the board, though, or what?
Yeah, it was through the board. And
so that wasn't Matthew that recorded that?
No, he mixed.
He did something with it.
Post-mixed it.
He stuck his finger in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But most things that Matt sticks his finger in are pretty good.
It was
we'd
great.
Like to give
it
a shout
awesome.
Out to Central Node Productions down in Eugene,
made it sound
Oregon.
Great.
And I guess his girlfriend,
definitely.
Too.
Yeah, well, his wife.
Mm-hmm. His wife,
and
I mean.
His daughters. Oh, just kidding. I know you don't listen to the show, Matt, but now that we're talking about you, we'll post a thing on your Facebook page, and you'll feel obligated to go and listen. And you'll hear the first 20 minutes.
Do they have
minutes.
A Facebook page?
He has one.
Oh.
Matthew Feltus. I call it Feltus, but I'm pretty sure
I
it's
never
Feltus.
Find any remnants of CNP.
He just lays low as far as internet promotion. He just does what the business comes to him now enough to keep him busy enough to be booked out to where he doesn't have to seek out business.
That's cool.
Which
That's
is good.
Cool.
Yes. And he's busy with his family. I think he's got four kids now. So he's not only pumping out hit records, but he's pumping out kids too.
Right on. You know who else is pumping out records, Flames? Thin Lizzy's putting out a new album. What do you think about that without Phil Lynott?
Right on.
Were you ever a big fan?
Right on. You got to keep on rocking.
Were you ever a big fan of Thin Lizzy? Besides the boys are back in town.
Yeah. Not a huge fan. I like their style.
Jailbreak. I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. I was only a fan of their non-hits. It seemed like songs like The Emerald and Jailbreak was good, even though that was a hit, but I don't know.
How much would it have you influenced you in negative light or a positive light towards them if they were called Thick Lizzy?
Good question.
I know, I'm asking. You can figure there...
This is the interview portion for Flames, actually, if you didn't notice
you
that
figure
yet.
There would be a thicker lettering in the logo, right? So the album art would probably be more crowded.
Right.
I love the way your mind works. It's like crazy.
But they could always go opposite, like, yeah. You know, a guy with the left arm. They
I don't really
right
think
here,
it's the name. I think it's the sound. I mean, if really? You have a sound that people like, that's just... Yeah.
How do you feel about the recent reformation of Ugly Kid Joe?
Really?
Word.
Yes, really.
That sounds cool.
Good for them, but I won't be buying any tickets.
Did you know that? Check this out. Is your cap on tight?
Yeah, my cap is on tight.
Did you know the drummer from Godsmack was the drummer from Ugly Kid Joe?
What? Dude, see, your hat just blew off.
Dude, I just blew his mind. Tommy, or what's his name?
Really?
His name is Shannon...
Oh, pretty freaking good, man.
Oh, yeah. So you saw him recently. I knew that. That drummer.
Big Ugly Kid Joe fan.
Motley, the Crue Fest.
Motley Goo.
Motley Crow.
They were way better than Motley Crue. Godsmack tore it up.
Godsmack was way better than Motley Crow.
Meow.
But, yeah, so this drummer, not only did he play in a kick-ass, well, semi-kick-ass. It was really kick-ass at the time, but now in retrospect, not that kick-ass, but a thrash metal band called Wrathchild America. And then he played for Ugly Kid Joe and some other bands and then joined Godsmack about 2 or 3 years into their success. And,
no way.
Nice.
So it's weird watching him because he, I don't know, he plays more. In Godsmack, Ugly Kid Joe's a lot of boom tap, boom tap. You know what I mean? Like, I hate everything about you.
Go away.
I hate everything about you. So, yeah, I'm going to go see Ugly Kid Joe. And
I like that song, dude.
Yeah,
whatever happened
to... That's a surfing song. He's, like, stomping through the ocean and stuff on the video.
What's that guy doing now, though?
What, the singer? It was funny because it was one of those shows on like Palladia that says a little backstage interview, and they're like, "Oh, what caused you guys to get the band back together?" Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, well, our former guitarist
we're broke.
No, our former guitarist is now a big time producer who's producing the new Godsmack album, and him and the drummer from Godsmack, who was the drummer from Ugly Kid Joe, got to talking. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get the band back together." And so they contacted the other two dudes from Ugly Kid Joe who are sitting on their couch waiting for that call for 20
years. Yeah,
I'll do it,
man.
They finally called and said, "Hey, you guys want to get the band back together?"
Like, yes, yes.
They're like,
"Hello, yes.
Yeah. Wait, could I say, oh, I didn't want to seem too excited, but I guess we could do it. We're going to be playing some 50,000 attendant festivals over in Europe. Okay, I guess we could do that." So,
Jesus,
yeah.
I'd like to play some 50,000 capacity festivals overseas.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun times?
Oh my God.
I'd do it here, man.
My heart would probably explode from just the...
I don't know where...
From the energy from this.
I don't know where this thing was, but Tenacious D, I was watching a full concert on YouTube today from recent concert somewhere, a festival. And dude... There must have been like 100,000 people there. It was just like for miles, just people. And I don't even see what the fucking point is to go to a show when you're like a mile from the stage. Really? I mean, am I wrong here? Could you just
not
even
be at a show like that?
No, unless you're in the very, very front and you're still, they have these barricades that are at least 100 feet from the stage is front row.
Are there speakers out there, or are all the speakers just out of the front of the stage?
Oh, they got speakers.
It doesn't matter, dude.
You gotta be up.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying. I mean,
man, I don't want to be like tripping shrooms. I don't want to worry about my contact lenses or my fucking glasses, man.
Tripping shrooms.
If I want to see that fucking tubby motherfucker sing, I'm gonna get a close up on that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking be 100 yards away where I'm like, God damn it. I'm tripping shrooms.
It would be easier.
I'm going to go to my fucking car and try to put my fucking contacts in. You know how hard that shit is on shrooms?
No, what really grinds your gears?
Fuck you, Jack Black.
It would be It would be
and
better
fuck
than.
Tenacious D. Movies suck dick. I hope you can hear me from 100 feet away, you cocksucker. I'm going to put my contacts in. I'll be right back.
It'd be easier to see that show than to watch an Iggy Pop show, though, from that far away.
Can you at least provide somebody to lead
Why? Because you can totally bend over backwards. And...
No, because they're bigger. Iggy Pop, you won't even see him from 10 feet away.
He can hide behind his mic stand.
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about. So with Christmas being past us and you guys, I don't know if there's any kids in your lives. Did you guys buy any cool Christmas toys for your little babies or anything? Flames, new baby?
Not yet. I went out shopping.
Well, your baby's only
before
4 or 5 months?
4 months.
4 months. That's a widow baby. But yeah, did you buy any presents for children?
I did.
For your 9-year-old daughter. She won't be listening to this, will she? Or maybe she... Well, it ain't going to come out till after Christmas anyway.
So. No, I don't think my 9-year-old daughter is going to fucking listen to this show.
Thank the fucking Lord for that. Don't let her. You'd be a bad parent if she did.
I would be. I would not let her listen to this.
But anywho...
I did. She was into these... you know, I forget what they're called now, but...
Dolls?
No. That's actually, close. This is close. Like... Actually, you know, from her mom, she's like, she only wants clothes
that's
from her
cool.
mom and from Santa. But she wants me to get her the toys because, you know, traditionally
you're cool.
I've always got the toys for her.
But well, dads give cooler toys than moms.
What she wanted was, we went to Target like before Christmas, you know, and we were like just looking around and she was like, oh, like
window shopping.
List. And then she showed me these balls that had like these lights in them and
she
stuff.
Showed you her balls.
And
what?
Nice.
Anyway, sorry.
And so they're like these little balls that are like plastic and they're like different colors, man, like red and green and blue. And like they have this light behind them and they like shine through. And she wanted the spa and the ball. So that's what I got her, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is now.
It's
a spa? Did you
yeah,
say
there's
spa?
A spa. It's like, she like so puts it, like, it, like, it's got this waterfall thing and she puts her feet in it. And it's these little, like these little balls. And they go through this water and it makes them all slippery. But
oh,
the bottom.
Okay. Oh, bath
the
beads.
The bottom tub thing. Yeah, but they don't dissipate. They stay. Oh. You know what I'm saying? But they go into the bottom and they vibrate.
It's not like bath salts.
They vibrate and they're warm and mm-hmm. they go around her feet and stuff. Huh. And then they go up to the top and then they come back down. It's like
so she didn't
some
want
crazy
like
spa thing.
Is that
you
a
just
toy?
Put your hands in there.
She didn't want like any toys.
It's totally toy, but the other one's a toy because it's yeah. like she puts the balls in the little balls into this big ball like this disco ball, mm-hmm. and then it lights up and it like shoots light
cool.
everywhere. They're like made to like displace light, but then like you could play with them, you know. And then they're mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
I don't know. She
hands
does, like,
on science
dancing.
Stuff.
She does like a lot right. of dancing, man, and right she's on. Like all into like pedicures and manicures, you know. And so she's always trying to like take care of her hands and feet, which yeah. I don't know. That's respectful, you know. That's mm-hmm. like when I was a little boy, you know. I guess I
like to shove your hands in mud. No, did you make
know.
A lot of mud?
I mean, I guess that's why I played rough as a kid.
Dolls?
Know? No, just played rough. As a kid, I guess, you know, like, or played sports as a kid, you know, so, like, what I worked on, you know, she's mm-hmm. like a girl, she's, like,
course,
more interested
right?
in, like,
yeah.
that feminine stuff.
You so, know? Kind of what yeah. I was getting at is, toys for kids these days, I got a little 2.5-year-old, godson that comes and mm-hmm. spends a lot of time at my house, and so we spend a lot of time watching, like, Nick Jr., you know, and, mm-hmm. been watching
Godzilla.
the new, the old school, I love it, the fact that he loves the old 70s and 60s cartoons more than Nickelodeon, but anyway, I saw this commercial.
Nice.
I saw this commercial for a new toy for kids. It's called Doggy Doo Doo. And it's a little toy dog.
Oh, I've seen this.
Really? What the fuck?
Seen this.
What the fuck? Dude,
that's
it's a
crazy.
Dog.
Doggy
you feed
doo-doo.
The dog this food that you put in its mouth, and then you
seen
push
this.
A button or something, and it shits out its ass.
That's
and
been,
then,
that's been out for, around for about a year now, man.
What?
Wow. I used to have a similar thing.
What
it
is
was
that?
Just, it was a
Why?
Donkey.
Yeah. Why? Why?
I think maybe the sales pitch is responsibility learned. To clean
oh,
up after
if you
dog.
Feed your dog and he poops, you pick it up.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
But you know what? Luckily, they didn't make it like half Betty Crocker. So when it came out, it
you
was like a prepared brownie or something.
That would be awesome.
No, that would be yeah. That would be.
How long
it
takes? You gotta wait, and you gotta like squish its tail, and
the
like
easy
his brownies like drop out.
There
his
you
ass.
Go. The easy bake oven shaped as a dog. You put the wafer in his
it
mouth. It cooks,
yeah.
and then it poops it out, and you eat it.
Oh man,
which
we take
that's
that
what
on
I'm talking
that's
about.
A million F word in dollars.
It does, and what that promotes is the child to eat their dog's feces, which is good.
Yeah.
Kids, listen.
Well, there's a couple of different things we can learn from this.
Well, what about dogs? Dogs eat their own feces, right? So why can't we make a machine?
Ooh, no, that's a great idea because when
no,
we put
listen,
the brownie
we,
back in,
call them
it
fecal
frosts
cookies.
It.
No, I'm saying
fecal
you just put the turd in there and then it'll press it out in a bone shape. Wow. And then you feed it back to your dog.
You know, somehow this is segued into talking shit, which we've avoided for quite a while.
We have.
You know, sell them to Gerber. And
I can't remember who it was, but they said maybe we should call our segment of talking shit Fecal Matters.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
I think
that
it was
too.
Dave Wombacher that
I
said
like that.
Too. But I don't know. You guys got any other shit you want to talk about? Like, how have you been doing with the holidays and stuff? Have you guys been regular, or are you having problems with your bowels or anything like that?
I've been shitting a lot of pine needles.
I've always been very
You've
regular.
Been what with what?
Shitting pine needles.
Shitting wow. pine needles.
On purpose.
Now, are they tapered up, or are they tapered down to where they
vary
sideways?
It varies.
Dude.
Yeah. But it's very piney when I do take it
is
out.
Is this a reference?
No.
Any pine cones?
This is a totally
no, I
untrue,
have no pine cone.
It's an untrue fact.
Why are you eating pine, dude?
Dude.
Too fragrant to my turds.
You're going for this.
Nice.
I'm experimental.
See, asparagus makes your piss stink. And pine cones.
I like the smell of that.
You want to help out make some pine
cones? That's what I'm talking about. Look at him. Huh?
You want to make some pine cone people in the spring?
No, dude.
Get together with some googly eyes and put them on some pine cone people?
That sounds fun. But I don't have to want to eat and shit them out.
No.
It's this activity.
Fuck that shit. We're done.
I'm not talking about that. I was talking about, and then we'll sell them for some charity
we'll
or something.
Make a calendar, man.
I'm
going to
hope this one last turd goes down. You guys
we'll put them in all
kinds
of
like,
movie
shit.
Scenes. And then
go.
We'll like Dude, sell the them in a calendar. And we'll call it like...
I like that.
Like Piney Wood or something.
Here's the way I freak Dustin out every time. He thinks of Where's the fire?
Something's going on, dude. Okay. I didn't even know I had the stove on.
Okay. I think it's from all that weed we've been smoking.
Yeah,
in the hashish.
Fuck yes, son.
I want to talk about what you guys think about the non-passing in Oregon of Measure 80 and the non-legalization of marijuana as opposed to the passing in Washington and Colorado. Now, I'm kind of not only am I okay with the decision, but I think I'm almost happy. Not trying to convince myself of it, but I want to wait this year and see what happens in Washington, Colorado, because I think the government's going to get their hands in it and fuck it all up, and they're going to make it have
like
shitty
that.
Weed for
yeah,
a lot
dude,
of money,
the less
and they're going to fucking they're going to target people who try to have more than they should, and they're going to up the charges on people who are abusing the system.
They're going to want it all bought from them, and if you're not buying it from them, then they're going to come down hard on you.
I think that we're better off with the medical cards, growing it for ourselves, and enjoying it for our own medicinal purposes. How do you feel about the fact that it didn't pass?
Is there? I don't know. All I know is that it's legal. I don't know if there's any legislature right now that like. Or any real laws that say I'm pretty sure it's like alcohol.
It's going to be 1 year now before they have it available in those two states.
It's
sale.
In the same class as heroin.
Yes, it's in the same. It's not alcohol. It's in the same class as heroin.
Yeah.
So you can use it at home, and you can.
And so I heard. Read this article in the paper.
And abandoned buildings.
About and you can have it with you.
This guy who's all pissed about people who are driving from Portland to Vancouver and other places in Washington and smoking a bunch of legal weed and then driving home all fucked up on pot.
Well, that's
they say just have a designated driver if you're going to do that.
Fuck that. I can drive better when I'm...
Who can't fucking... I mean, are you fucking kidding me, man?
Do you realize how fast you were going?
That's ridiculous.
Seven.
54?
7 miles an hour.
Dude...
I know, really. I mean, that's the second time I said that. I'm going to kick myself. I think it's because I've been partying too
maybe
hard.
Maybe 56.
I make fun of people who say really.
I mean, this is probably like bolt 28, but dude, fucking for real, son. Like,
okay, 12.
Yeah.
And beer 84.
So well, I'm kind
of
glad.
I mean, what
that
do
it
they
didn't
do?
Pass.
They're going to Washington smoking a bunch of legal weed. What does that mean? They're going to a coffee shop or something?
Just going to their friend's house and smoking it.
Because
you could smoke it anywhere and not get in trouble.
Why can't they just smoke it in their house and not get in trouble instead of having to travel?
Medical marijuana, right?
Yeah.
So they had dispensaries. So now these places can just sell to fucking anybody now.
Not yet. It's going to be a year before they actually sell to the public. I don't know why, but that's the...
You have to be 21 years of age.
Yeah, like alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be regulated pretty much.
But alcohol,
like alcohol
is way
man,
worse.
Man, who gives a fuck? It's legal, son.
Well,
I'm going to brew that shit at my house.
I'm brewing some weed.
Is the state will spend less money, you know, arresting people for there's no
for victimless crime
victims in the crime,
right?
Do you think that's true? Do you think they
they could actually make money off of it though?
Who, the cops, like taking bribes?
No, just the state
by taxing. You know,
by taxing.
But do you think really that they will become more lenient, or do you think they'll it'll push people who are
truthfully, there's always going to be a battle against it because of the class it's in. Once they reschedule it, then it'll be a different story. But right now, at where it's classed, the government is always gonna be involved. And from what I heard, they're gonna step in. And
Who told you this though? You said
on the news. I watched the news in the morning.
Propaganda.
12.
Exactly, man. Something that some motherfucker had to read to somebody to say, is this okay for us to say to the public? Public want to be feeling secure about shit. Of course. Don't worry, all you, like, non-liberal people.
I have to disagree with you.
All you close-minded people.
I have to stop you there, Al, because Fox is fair and balanced.
I will say this.
What?
I don't know what's going to happen up there.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I do not think, because right now with the DEA, the shit they're going through, mm-hmm. the shit that they're being put through by Congress, that they're like, okay, this drug war is very non-successful. What the fuck is wrong with you? And now we have states that are legalizing that. I think it only encourages them to say, okay, you know what? Marijuana is a small time fucking drug. It's just like, more of like something that we've learned to think was bad, you know, that we believe is bad, but is actually,
well, it's a taboo,
you know, right? But let's pay attention to other things. Let's pay attention to fucking, you know, methamphetamines. Let's spend, you know, it's more time and money to me that we can be contributed to that. And no matter what the government does, dude, we're always going to be able to find good buds in Washington. There's always going to be trees. It's not like we're going to have to go up there and like go to some dispensary and be all like, what is this shit? Are you serious? Is that in a hockey puck? Did you get that shipped here from Mexico? This is ridiculous. Guys, like, come on. Like,
but that's pretty much the situation that we have, is where we're able to buy it and use it on a personal use, right?
Right, in your mouth.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But have you ever used a jackhammer, Al?
Yeah.
What about you, Flames?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what about you, Terry?
I have never used a jackhammer.
But you've used a log splitter, which is kind of similar but for wood and horizontally, right?
And I've used a hammer.
All right.
Not really.
No? Okay.
No, it doesn't go...
Because
it splinters.
They're pretty heavy. Yeah.
So what Flames is trying to say is that they're way more manly.
Okay, how far can you go down with a jackhammer? Like, how far can you crack the earth?
All the way down.
Well, you got concrete.
You can't. It depends what you're going into, man.
Yeah, it's concrete.
It's just for breaking the concrete. Asphalt.
Just land. Just
it's not good. You don't use a jackhammer for dirt.
You can bury a jack. You can bury it in dirt.
It's just for breaking up hard stuff, you know, like concrete.
Oh, well, what would you use to cut
spades.
Land?
Like a shovel?
Like, what I'm talking about is, like, if
excavator.
We wanted to go around the border of Washington and just chiseled it off and then sent it off floating out to sea.
You'd want an excavator,
we would get a trencher,
and a bulldozer.
Why do you want to do that?
I don't know. It just sounded fun.
You can make it into an island and we could do Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea.
I mean, liver.
Outliver.
Outliver.
Hey, where's that bull, man?
There's three of them.
Oh, well.
It's the three bulls of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Are they all cash?
Six bowls of weed. I think this one still has a little bit of something to it.
I'll hit it and back.
All right, so what else has been going on in anyone? What do you guys, Crimson Guardian, I know we talked about your shows and your recording, but anything else going on? You guys got your bass player yet?
Yeah, and Bill's with us.
Oh, is he back again?
Yeah.
He just kind of took a weird leave of absence or something?
Yeah. I think things are getting a lot tighter.
Cool.
Greg's new.
Finally getting into the groove there, the new guitarist? Is that Greg?
Yeah, and he seems to be pretty involved. Him and Dave get along, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just there to...
Keep the backbeat down?
To do what I can, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it's not about fame and fortune. It's all about just
rocking
the muzak.
Yep, and then pleasing a few people here and there, right?
Come on, you gotta admit, it's 1% at least about the fame.
No way.
It's 100% about the flames.
I don't really, I mean, why do it in front of people? If it happened, it would be great.
Why not just do it in your garage, then?
But until then, I'm happy with just playing in front of small crowds. I mean, I think the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of was when we opened up for a band called Sons of Confusion.
Oh, yeah. Down at Bogey's?
And January of 2010.
The Dustin birthday bash?
Do you?
Yeah.
What if you all of a sudden... You played in front of 700,000 people outdoors.
Fucking righteous, dude.
But I'd want to make sure I had a good set of sticks.
Why? Yeah, I want some white ones.
So another pair of underwear.
Do you think you could go back to playing the Dixie after that?
I think I could.
All right.
Yeah. I think I could.
Word. That's like I was talking to the, not to be sounding cool or anything, but I was talking to the lead singer from Metal Church the other day. And they play for 30,000-40,000 people over there in Europe at the festivals and stuff. And he goes, and it's really like, you know, it's grounding to come back and then play for like 12 people in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, in your hometown.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's hometown. But,
yeah, but your home country.
Yeah, your home country, yeah. Where you should probably be known better and people should come out more, but they don't.
I know who they are.
Yeah, for sure. I'd go see them. They're supposed to be making somewhat of a comeback. They just did a reunion thing on the 70,000 tons of metal, which is a cruise ship. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a 4-day cruise, and it's got like 40 metal bands that just play all the whole time, and it's just a party. It's fucking awesome.
What always happens after the comeback, though?
That sounds like some crazy, like, Vegas for metal, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, we're kind of washed up. What should we do next? You know what?
Yeah.
We'll do the metal tour. The motherfuckers together, son.
We'll go on a ship. Yeah. We're on a boat, motherfucker.
God damn it. We're 12 miles offshore. We can do what the fuck we want. You want to buy some heroin? We have the helicopter in.
No rules, bitches. Hey, have you ever, you eaten Pizza Hut? Yes. Pizza Hut? Pizza?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a real big fan of
Me
pizza
neither. I like
anymore.
Pizza now. But my question is, have you ever burnt a Pizza Hut box?
With a cigarette?
I'm sure I have. Not with the cigarette.
No, I mean like burnt it fully engulfed, golfing in flames.
I'm sure I have.
Which is a Rickyism.
With pizza inside?
It was golfing, dude. It was totally golfing.
It was golfing.
Oh. But my co-host here, Dustin, said he had a recent experience of burning a Pizza Hut box in his burn pile, and it was toxic, dude.
It was very toxic. It was.
Are you sure it wasn't some of the leftover pizza inside of it?
I think that might.
I would say that was grease.
There was a couple pieces of crust. I will admit in there, but the box was very covered.
You don't eat all the fucking crust.
Not from Pizza Hut.
Well, no, it was just an older box, and there happened to be a couple pieces of crust in there for whatever reason. I don't know if it might have been someone else, because I like my crust.
I will say, Pizza Now, hands down, best pizza in town.
Right
it
on.
Is.
But
it is.
When I am in a bind, and
I'm way behind.
That's all I can get is some MFN Pizza Hut or some other pizza.
Yeah.
Man, I'm eating the fucking crust. Gotcha.
So now when you open a box of Pizza Hut pizza, does it have a more distinct smell?
Yes. Particularly, and I've always thought this, the olive and pepperoni pizza, what smells like
the drivers urinate on the boxes.
So check this out.
Beer.
Canadians and all you other listeners, Pizza Hut in Canada has released 110 bottles of its pizza-scented perfume called OD Pizza Hut.
Oh, awesome. Shit.
Only to their Facebook fans, the pizza chain jokingly held a contest to name a fake perfume scented the smell of a box of Pizza Hut pizza being opened. And the response was so overwhelming, it led the chain to create 110 bottles of this fragrance and send it to their Facebook fans, the Vancouver Sun had reported a couple weeks ago. So...
Is that gross?
That's kind of
like
you don't
want to wear pizza.
It's like the Steve Martin tuna fish, you know?
I don't know. If you like somebody who like really liked food, you know, and you'd be like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
girl eating that food over there.
Now, this was weird to me.
She likes food.
But then it said that this perfume...
You just go hang out in a Pizza Hut for a while, right?
Or if you like, that's what it would smell like you were working at Pizza Hut.
You know, like...
Maybe you could use it to you could use it to legitimize your lie that you worked at Pizza Hut. Like, yeah, I work at Pizza Hut. Smell me, I've been on the job all day.
I'm a manager there. You want some free pizza? You want some free pizza? Blowjob.
So I didn't know this, but they said
free pizza? Blowjob.
The perfume
check
comes
out this breadstick.
Listen to this. After
dip it in our marinara. Well,
this perfume comes after Burger King released a meat scented body spray in 2008.
They did not.
That's what it says
Burger
here.
King. Wow.
Burger
Why
King.
Would,
I can smell their burgers right now when you bring it up.
God, that's fucking crazy. Me too. I want to go eat
some
of that
in
shit.
In the neighborhood trying to bite your legs
pizza
off.
It always has those hanging chads on their beef. Do you notice that, though?
Can I see that?
Meat-flavored body... Or meat-flavored. Meat-scented body spray. Yeah, Pizza Now, our good sponsor. Thank you, guys.
They'll deliver for a $15 minimum order. That's three pizzas, and you can get three pizzas for $17.50.
Or if you're swinging, or if you're swinging by the intersection of Hill and Queen, or is it Hill and Geary?
Hill and Queen.
Yeah, it's right there on the corner there by the U.S. Market.
Or Queen and Hill. They got another location at Queen and Hill.
Yeah, and you can just zip right through. If you got $5, you got pizza. Now.
Where the old Arco gas station used to be.
Years ago. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
You're old.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
That gym there used to be Richie's Market back in the day.
Do you like extra toppings?
I love extra toppings.
You can get extra toppings for $3 for the barbecued pulled pork. I don't even know if you need a pizza. You just go in there and I'll have some
just give me
extra
the meat.
Toppings.
Just give me the meat. I'll have a pulled pork. Just throw it on some breadsticks.
Yep. Oh, three servings of pepperoni. You can make your own salad.
Right on. Cool. So, yeah, I got a question. For all of you guys. All
right.
In classic rock history, if you had to name one, what would be your favorite rockinest classic rock instrumental from the 70s?
From the 70s?
Instrumental? Frankenstein.
This is a baited question, and he is in the fucking lead. I hope you guys have the same answer in your head.
Frankenstein by Edgar Winter.
Happy birthday to Edgar Winter today. He created a masterpiece, the best music I've ever heard from any albino. They Only Come Out at Night. Dude, I had that 8-track when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And fucking Frankenstein was the track that they cut off in the middle that you had to switch to the next track. It was totally bogus. I mean, you could say, come on and take a free ride. You can hear that song all the way through with no interruptions, but Frankenstein. Track 3. I hated it. Now, a band called Overkill, who is heavy metal as hell, they redid that song, and it was awesome. I don't know if you've ever heard it. You know that song, don't you, that we're talking about, Al?
I do.
Not one of your favorite instrumentals? You got a favorite instrumental?
From the 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, with no lyrics at all, ever?
Yeah, so you can't consider Hocus Focus by Pocus, or Hocus Pocus by Focus, because they go, yo-dee-do, do-dee-do, 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 do-dee-do,
do-dee-do.
Chariots.
The song is just instrumental.
Chariots of,
yeah, like Frankenstein.
Chariots of Fire.
That's from the 80s. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I like some good Pink Floyd stuff, but I don't know. I'm sure there's that Interstellar. Well, no, that's 60s.
Yep. There's not a lot. That's why I thought Frankenstein would be the definitive answer.
Yeah, you're right.
When I heard that, dude, as a kid, that song was so...
Oh, hey, what about...
And the part that goes...
Rare Earth did a really good solo of Get Ready. They had a pretty good instrumental.
Sorry.
Solos. That's not an instrumental song, though, is it? Get Ready?
Well, the first half...
CBS!
That doesn't...
there's some vocals in the first part, but then it's like the other 15, 20 minutes, it seems like, of the song is instrumental.
Well, before we get any further, I just brought that up for Celebrity Birthday and also Weekend Update anchor Seth Meyers.
So that
Myers.
Was a good guess, eh?
Yeah, how old do you think Edgar Winter is now?
He's about 68 or 67.
Dude, you're a smart motherfucker.
69, dude.
He is 66. That was really close.
No shit.
Really close. Yeah, he was born in 1946.
How tall is he?
He's 6'6". Just kidding. I don't know. How would I know how tall he is?
I don't know. Well, maybe,
how old do you think Seth Meyers is?
Oh, 42.
39.
Wow.
That was my sixth guess.
Well, you should have given me your first. I'm sorry I didn't let you finish. I really apologize.
I wasn't going to say them all. I was just saying it's my sixth guess.
Oh.
What's in Hans's? Hans's.
I'm going to do this just to get a little Hans hot going because he's a little troll. Not playing your song today, Hans. Sorry. You're going to have to listen again on Monday. Sorry, buddy. Today he's listening to something weird. Towns Van Zandt. Who's Towns Van Zandt?
Is that from Skynyrd?
Look, he says MK.
Is that from Skynyrd?
I don't believe so.
A Van Zandt, brother.
Okay.
Might be a Ronnie Van Zandt. He loved to call in today and tell us, why didn't you play my song? And I can't believe you don't know who Towns Van Zandt is. It's an album called Live at the Old Quarter, Houston, Texas.
Right on.
I don't know if it's country-ish or...
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, now we got a message from Dave Wambacher. Damn it, just saw your invite. Sorry I couldn't make it. Well, that's okay, Dave. We got other people. We don't need you.
Yeah.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, open the door. Dave's not here. And what was I listening to? Or well, I wasn't listening to it. Now, this is not weird for me because I love these guys, but I recently picked this up in I don't know if it was a thrift store or a Goodwill. Disraeli Gears by Cream. You guys know that album?
Yeah.
It has White
familiar.
Room on it. It's a good one.
You not guys, familiar with that one.
Give me some double songs gatefold. On there and I would...
It's got know. White Room on it, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, in the White Room.
Exactly.
With black curtains at the station.
Yeah. There's some other good ones on there,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but I don't have the list
I was
of them
a
right
I was a Cream head for a while.
Ooh.
Really?
He's a Cream head.
He got like, you know,
yuck.
Anyone for Tennis.
Dude, that's such an odd song for them.
It is. And
Anyone for Tennis.
Or like
wouldn't that be nice?
The Tales of Brave Ulysses.
Weird as shit.
There's another one too, and the Rainbow Had a Beard. Was that the one?
Yeah, SWALRB. Yep.
And the Rainbow Had a Beard.
Glad you guys are enjoying our Cream impersonation. Hey, you know, speaking of Cream and Jack Bruce, the bassist and singer dude, he played bass on Zappa's Apostrophe on the title track of that album, which we just had on the Zappa Tag Cast not too long ago. I believe that episode is out already.
Ginger Baker, yes. He was the original Ginger, right?
I don't know, but before we talk about that, we will talk about that in a second, but they asked him what it was like working with Jack Bruce and if he'd ever work with him again, and he said it was all right. And no. So apparently it wasn't that great because that was his cut and dried answer. Now, as far as Ginger Baker being the original Ginger, I believe, now, I don't know who I was listening to talking about this, but when did people start calling redheads gingers? Was it in the 60s? Because he was a redhead.
Possibly.
And his name was Ginger, and he was 20 in the late 60s. Yeah. So he was born in the 40s, and they named him Ginger. And he was a redhead. Now, is he the reason why
they
call people
gingers?
Or
they really cruel
gingers?
To him and called him a ginger because he was redhead?
Or was he the first soulless drummer? Because you know that gingers have no souls.
South Park has taught me that.
Yes.
God damn it.
So now you're almost borderline because you got some freckles a little bit and you're blonde. You're surfer blonde, but do you ever get called a ginger?
No.
Thank God. I didn't. You looked at me, he looked at me so bewildered, like
I know,
I
like
almost,
are you talking to me?
Like I was almost like I was almost ready to offend somebody.
Wait,
I've always wondered that, and it's funny you brought up because we talked about Cream, and then you said, "Was he the original Ginger?" Do you got something for us? You're not looking at. Okay, are you trying to find something for us?
Yeah.
What do you know? But do you know any gingers that you love or hate? Do you think that there's anything different between redheaded people than normal, you know, like some people say that, boy, those redheaded women, they're just hot-headed fireballs.
Red on the head.
Fire crotch.
I don't know.
Do you know, have you ever dated a redhead?
Yeah, I
have. Yeah.
Have you ever owned a redhead?
Grade school.
Owned a redhead in grade school?
No, I didn't own one, but...
I don't mean like, did
have
you,
you
purchase it? I mean like, I owned that shit.
Oh,
you know, like... Have you ever owned a tree? Like, just made it your bitch and just...
No.
Pissed on it, you mean? Like,
that could be a form of owning something. Like, if you pissed on a dude that you disrespected and you dissed him and pissed on him at the same time and said, fuck, I just owned you, motherfucker. What are you going to do? I pissed on you. You're a piece of shit. I'm pissing on you. I spit on your grave. Anybody seen that movie?
No.
You've never seen I Spit on Your Grave?
Wasn't that about a woman who gets, like,
so.
Gang raped or something?
Gang raped and they fucked her with a bottle, and it was from the 70s, and they actually showed it. It was, like, almost borderline pornographic.
Wow.
And there's a remake from the 2000s, maybe 2010 or so, where they just remade the movie like they do with every fucking movie.
I don't know if I want to go see Red Dawn.
Hey, why can't people write a new movie?
When's the new Jaws coming out?
The new Jaws. Is
that you figure. I mean, they've remade every movie. Now they're starting to remake newer movies. I mean, come on, Jaws hasn't been. Saturday Night Fever. They could redo all.
Okay,
kinds
here,
of
here's
things,
my.
Okay?
Here's another point on Gingers. When was Gilligan's Island out?
60s. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was 60s.
Early 64, 65.
Yeah. Yeah, because I watched.
Now, who was the movie star?
Ginger.
What color was her hair?
Red.
Now, that was before Ginger Baker. Who knows if she was older than Ginger Baker? But and that wasn't her real name. That was her movie star name.
Yeah.
Now,
Tina Louise.
Didn't you just want to? As a kid,
I don't know.
Were you a Ginger or a Marianne guy?
I was a Ginger.
I was more of a Gilligan.
Right on.
More of a Gilligan.
No, but if you had to guess someone, if you
Mrs.
liked him.
Howell.
Oh, you're
I like Mrs. Howell.
You would have won.
Mrs.
There?
Howell, lovey.
I was lovey. Always on, of course, Gilligan's side, but of the women.
Of the island?
Man, fuck Gilligan. Gilligan. I would have killed him and fucking made his dinner.
Watch your head, Skipper.
How do you know? How do you know?
And I would have killed the Skipper because he's just a piece of shit.
How do you know he didn't find, like, a marijuana field on that island.
Gilligan? Yeah, how do I know he did it?
Dude, whatever. I know he did because he got busted the for weed when he was like 60.
But he's not going to know what to do with it. He's fucking Gilligan. He'll keep like falling over the plants and shit and fucking up all the fucking
stuff. No, he'll end up burning it though, mishappenly. He'll end up burning the whole thing.
Mishappenly?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
I hope so.
Use it for rope.
And you know.
I do.
I don't know where the litter was. The lighter?
The litter? It's in the cat box, dude.
No, I don't know where the lighter was, or I would have lit that, man.
I don't know where the litter did.
Oh, you found the litter.
Okay.
You no, guys... but I really liked wanted both of them.
You guys ready?
I wanted both.
All right, yeah.
It's British because ginger or ginger-flavored cakes are the same color as the lighter shades of red hair. That's all. It's a very old term. Here's an example from 1865 written by Charles Dickens. Mature young gentleman with too much ginger in his whiskers. And here's a definition from 1889. Ginger is a light red or yellow color applied to the hair. So there you go, 18 motherfucking 65.
Wow.
Thank you to Yahoo Answers for that.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple. About as long ago as slavery.
Slavery? Have you seen them in concert?
Is that a band? It's a black metal band called Slavery.
Slavery.
You guys been watching any Netflix? Anybody any Netflix watchers?
Yeah.
I call them Nutfucks because we don't like to plug their stuff.
Oh, that's what you been watching?
Slayery. What have you been?
I watch Expendables too.
I've been watching nothing on Netflix.
So do you get the discs still?
No.
I used to get the discs. I downgraded, and you know, I've kind of decided why. I think we're too fucking lazy to go to the mailbox. Why would I want to get up, go to the mailbox, open an envelope, take out another envelope, take out a disc, open my DVD player, put the DVD in, close the DVD player, push play, change the input on my TV when I could just automatic stream it?
Well, see, the problem that I had with the discs was that
a lot of times they skipped and didn't play right.
No, I have no problem getting them into the house.
It was watching them.
It was watching them and or putting them back in the mailbox. So I just hold on to like 3 movies for 2 months and that'd be like $40.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to be honest here, that little rant of mine was kind of adopted from someone I saw that brought it to my attention, and I totally identified with it, and I wondered why I'd given up on the discs. And it was somebody that I saw on TV that said basically, I didn't quote him, but it was paraphrased, but yeah, we're just lazy. He's all, what am I, a migrant farm worker? I don't need to do all that shit. I just want to watch a fucking movie.
I know.
I just want to watch Toy Story 3 again.
So what are you recommending people watch?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to give that little story,
man,
about why people
over
don't
on
watch.
My phone.
That's hard to do. Phone sex. Oh, you got.
Man, I was like, because on my phone I can watch 66 cent movies.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's right? Satanic.
And so,
and you watch The Sixth Sense for 66 cents?
I did not, but that would have been pretty cool. I actually watched that one Jim Carrey movie, 27.
23.
Whatever.
26 cents.
Whatever. I fell asleep.
Dude, that's a
But anyway.
Okay.
Because I rent them at night, you know, and I usually just watch a little bit of it, man. Like, but I'll wake up really early and I'll turn it on while I get ready for work, you know, and I'll like enjoy the rest of it. You know what I'm saying?
I always fall asleep in movies because I watch them too late.
Word. Me too. But like, I went to go pay my phone bill, man.
I did that today.
And they're like, your balance is $202. And I said, say what the F word? That's not possible.
Oh, it's possible.
And he's like looking at it, my thing, and he's like, no, it says there's only $89 due. He's like, I don't understand this. So he calls the people, and they're like, yeah, the movies he's been renting. I'm like, yeah. And I guess what happened is I paid 66 cents to download. It just says, rent 66 mm-hmm. cents.
So each time you watched it,
well, I downloaded it for 66 cents, right? But when I watched it, I was being charged $3.99 every time I watched it.
Oh,
when I got them one time when I had my daughter during Halloween, it was like kids and family Halloween, like Scooby-Doo movies, all this. And I'm like, awesome. So we would rent a Scooby-Doo movie, mm-hmm. and she'd be all like, let's go for a ride and watch it in the truck. Because when we watch it in the truck, I'll plug it into the stereo system,
yeah.
And it's like, she's like, this is like a drive-in.
Surround sound.
So we'll do it at night, and it's fun, you know?
For sure.
And like, it's fun for her. I don't like, you know, like sit there and like look at it, but I, you know, just drive around, you know, and she eats popcorn. Anyway, crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
All good.
It's fun, you know, we're having a good time. But anyway, like.
Totally overcharged you on your
dude. Bill. And then the next morning, she's all like, let's watch this again. And I'm like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, it was only 66 cents.
We literally watched these. No, it was only 66 cents, I thought,
But $4 every time you watch
it. Anytime I want to watch it.
Yeah.
No, dude. Yeah. Like,
I had a recent
total kick in the balls.
I had a recent experience of a $170 overcharge on my bill because my daughter was texting someone that she had met on Tumblr. Just so happens they were in Australia. International text charges, 368 out, 375 in, $170 worth of texts. So I called Verizon and I said, hey, I've been a customer for almost 9 years. I'm a VIP customer. You guys are supposed to notify me when there's some activity. Mm-hmm. My daughter's 14 years old. She did not know. She was texting an international number. Usually the international numbers are like 01 and they're different amount of digits. It was the same amount of digits that started with a 417, which she didn't know. And I said, there's no way I'm going to pay a $300 phone bill when it's supposed to be $140, you know, and they said, oh, we can knock 10% off of it. I was like, that's not acceptable. I go, and if there's nothing you can do, then I'm going to be changing servers and you're not getting your money. You can take me to court. And I said, because that's bullshit. You should have notified me when there was like a bunch of, I've never placed an international text in 9 years. So you'd think if a couple hundred of them showed up, they'd go, oh, Mr. Guild, someone's international texting and is charging you 25 cents every time they do it. But no. So I might be changing from Verizon pretty soon.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I paid last month's bill and haven't paid this month's. And like you said, you go to the pay your bill and it says 200. It said $700.
Wow.
Because I had.
Fuck those guys, man.
I know. I don't know. I don't need a cell phone that bad. But anyway, I think that's about it for this episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys better get out and do some fun stuff this weekend.
I'm staying over here.
Yeah, I got the wrap
up this beer and this weed, man. Wrap it up.
So what we're doing is we're partying all weekend, and we're going to come back Monday, and hopefully that we're not too fucking wasted to even carry on a conversation. We'd like to thank Flames for being here and Al.
Pass that needle over here, man.
You can call him Buddy, or you can call him Al. What do you got? A needle?
That's it.
Yeah, that's because
you're doing, you're sewing your jeans up over there.
I am, dude.
Good for you. I thought you were going to give me a tattoo. Nope. Let's shoot up some heroin. You guys want to shoot up some heroin?
Ah! I'm good with the weed.
Oh, I got a tattoo not too long
ago.
It's not
even shoot up some weed with you, Al.
Not even healed up yet.
Let's fucking burn some down, my brother.
I'll Alan Parsons. Some weed with you.
What kind of
I got
key?
The key.
Nice.
Ah, got shoot the key. Hey, thanks you guys for listening on a Friday, and hope you guys have a wonderful day. Go out and get some pizza now.
Pizza now.
Dude, we should get some pizza.
In your tractor.
Dude, we should go get some pizza now.
Pizza now.
All right. Tune in on Monday for our
New Year's Eve fucking show.
Word. It's going to be fucking. Say goodbye, Flames.
Rock on.
Bye.
Flames. You're supposed to say goodbye, Flames.
Goodbye, Flames.
Meow. Flames.
Metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you looking for something fun to do this weekend? I'm sure you are, and every weekend upcoming, we got a bunch of shows for you. You can go check out in the form of comedy and rock and roll metal shows. Wednesday, December 26th, we got the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with Seth Milstein and friends, and one of those friends is me. I will be performing there. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over, and I'll have a list of the comics. Well, no, I won't, because that's tonight. So forget that. Just come down and laugh your ass off with us. It's a free show unless you want to give a donation to the comics, and they're well worth it. So go do that. And then Friday night, December 28th, at the Wow Hall, it's Cherry Pop and Daddies. They don't play around too much. They just played up in Portland a couple weeks ago. So go check those guys out at the Wow Hall. Ticket information is easily available. I have abandoned giving you that because you have the internet. You're listening on it now, so go look up the information yourself. Friday, January 18th, also at the Wow Hall, we got the Arkham CD release show. I don't know if you know who Arkham is, but they're a badass black-style death metal, blackish death metal band. Very good. They're playing there with bands called Lord, Facing Extinction, and Dimensionless. Once again, go check out your ticket information on the internets. Saturday, January 19th, McDonald Theater. We got Slightly Stupid. We know our friend Al will be going to check that out. Go online and check it out to find out where your tickets are, because I'm not going to tell you. How many times am I going to say that? Wednesday, January 23rd at the Roseland Theater, we got Down, War Beast, and Harp. Tickets are still on sale for that, but that might sell out because Down is a pretty popular band up there in Portland. February 1st, Hawthorne Theater, we got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. That's going to be a good show. Get your tickets early. That one might sell out as well. And then our buddies in 30 Pound Test will be opening for Soulfly at the Hawthorne Theater on Tuesday, February 19th. It's Soulfly, Insight, Lodi Kong, and 30 Pound Test. Hit up Jason or Zach Rowe for tickets, or Blake or Lyndon. They will save you a few bucks on service charges and stuff like that. So that's all we got for now. We will be adding more shows later. Go out and do something fun, and don't just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Listen to TagCast Podcast.
TagCastPodcast.com.